and in our situation. So let me pray this morning. Father God, thank you for this morning. God, thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for how you have called each one of us. And Father, there's something that always sticks out to me, that you knew my name. Father, you know the hairs on my head. You know me. You know my past. You know my present. You know my future. You know our past, and you still love us. You know our past, and you still invite us to have this relationship with you. You know our present, how we're navigating and striving and even struggling at times to live out our faith. And you still love us. You still care for us. And Father, thank you for that future that you know, that you've uncapped some of that in your word for us to know that the future that we have is with you. And the future that we have as believers in Jesus Christ is this glorious eternity in the presence of Jesus. Thank you so much for that. I'm looking forward to the day when I can be released and spend all of eternity in a body that's not ridden with sin, but a new body that you have given me. So, Father, thank you for that, and thank you for what you're doing in and through us this week, this day, this month, these past few weeks together, these years that we have spent together. Thank you for what you're doing in and through us. Father, may you be glorified, and may you be honored. May the name of Jesus be lifted high this morning. And Holy Spirit, may you have your way and will in my life and in our lives. Set us free, Jesus. Set us free. Empower us, Spirit, so that we can glorify the Father today. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the activities that my brother and I did quite often is soon, we couldn't hunt. We had BB guns. In our family, you got a BB gun when you were 8. That was kind of the rules. So you learn how to handle a BB gun, but you couldn't have a BB gun until 8. And then at 12, you got a shotgun. So, and then beyond that, it was up to you. You know, it was whatever gun you wanted, you got after that on your own doing. You were going to get one BB gun from my mom and dad, and you were going to get one shotgun from my mom and dad. And that was it. You were going to hunt deer with slugs. You're going to hunt birds with shot. You're going to hunt whatever else with a BB gun. But before BB gun come into play, I was still hungry to be outdoors, to be active. And so fishing was one of those things that I often did. And I wasn't a very good fisherman when I was 5. I'm not a very good fisherman now. As a matter of fact, sometimes I go fishing and get kind of bothered if something bites my hook. I just want to sit there and enjoy it. I don't want to catch anything. But when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I was fishing at my grandfather's pond. He had a pond across the road from where he lived. It was his pond, and it had mostly bullheads in it, so it was very challenging as a 5-year-old to take a bullhead, a pretty good sized bullhead, off the hook, because they had the stingers that they could poke you with on the side. So you had to learn how to do that. But I know that when I left the house, I needed 6 different things. I needed a pole and a line. And I needed a hook and some bait, and I needed a sinker and a bobber. That's all I needed as a 6-year-old to go and fish. I needed, and my grandfather was out working. My grandmother equipped us, much like Cabela's would equip you now. My grandmother equipped us with a pole and a hook and a line and some sinkers and a bobber. And she would put it in my hand, and literally my brother had walked to the pond and had caught several fish before I even got out of the house. I had stuck the hook into a rug. I was dragging the throw rug out the door. She was kind of getting upset with me a little bit. I was trying to get out of the house to fish. But I knew that when I got there, I was going to fish, and I knew that I needed a pole and I needed this line. But then I needed a hook on the end of the line, and I needed some bait on the end of that hook. But it's equally as important to a 6-year-old, I had to have a sinker. I had to have something that would take my hook down. If you ever fish for bullheads, you need to get it down. They're not top feeders. You need to get it down on the bottom of the water, down on the bottom of the pond. And I knew that. So we needed a sinker, and we'd hook a sinker to the right location. But then I didn't stand there and try to feel the line, or it wasn't like a lure that you'd reel back and forth. It was just sitting there. I needed a bobber. I needed a bobber to tell me if something was on the end of my line. So I could fish, and I could know that if something is alive there, if something is real, some power is on the under my end of my line, pulling that bobber under, because if there was nothing on that end of that line, no live thing on the end of that line, the bobber just sat there. It needed something. It needed a force. It needed a power to draw that bobber down under the water and go deep down under the water. To be honest, in my faith journey, I'm more like a bobber than I am a sinker. And I say that like it's because of this. Because unless I have a power on me, I can't draw deep into God's love and deep into God's walk that He wants me to go into. By nature, I stay on the surface. And I just kind of skim across the surface. And I'm just out on the surface. I got to have a power that's drawing me down deep. I got to have something on the end of my line that's drawing me down into the depths of God. I need to go deeper with God. And I can't do that without a power. I'm a bobber. I stay on top and just kind of skate across the top. I need a power that will draw me down. I need a force that will take me below the surface. The bobber is a surface dweller, and I do not want to be a surface dweller. I want to be a deep. I want to go deep with God. We unleashed that a little bit last week. We're going to carry the gospel. We're going to go deep with God, and we're going to do battle against the wickedness and the sin and the corruption in our communities. And as I've continued to process that, what God wants me to do, to hang on to those scriptures from last week, and what God wants me to do, He said, you need to go deep with me. You need to go deeper. You can't just do this stuff that I'm asking you to be able to do, and these scriptures that I'm asking you to hold on to, because we're going someplace with it. But you got to go deep with me. You can't just skim along the surface. You can't just show up once in a while. You got to go deep with God, He said. You got to go down into the depths of God. You got to have this force, this power, this entity on the end of who you are to pull you deep into the depths of God. Ephesians tells us this, because deeper is the plan. I pray, Paul is praying for the church of Ephesus. He's praying for the believers in Jesus Christ in Ephesus. He's praying for those people that have a relationship with Christ. He's praying for those that are walking with Christ. And he prays this prayer for them. He said, I pray that out of God's glorious riches, God may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints, all the new lifers, all the people of God, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of the fullness of God. And as I read that passage, I realize that I can't just get the fullness of God without going deep with God. And I can't go deep with God. I want to make this argument to myself, and you can be a part of this as I talk to myself this morning, that I can't go deep with God because I'm a bobber. Because by nature, I stay on the surface, because it's easier to stay on the surface. But God says, I want to fill you with the fullness of who I am. I want to fill you with the fullness of God. And the filling with the fullness of God happens in the deep, happens in the depth of Christ. Happens in the depths of God. Deeper can be challenging and terrifying and exhilarating all at the same time. Then I ask myself, am I a surface liver? Do I live on the surface? According to Galatians and Colossians and different passages like that, they tell us some of the evidence that you might be a surface liver. And so I went through those this week, and it's stuff like fear and anger and malice and unforgiveness and selfishness. That's surface living. When I'm selfish, that means I'm on the surface. When I'm unforgiving, that means I'm on the surface. When I'm angry, that means I'm on the surface. When I'm filled with meanness or malice, that means I'm on the surface, is what those passages are saying. That's surface living. I can be a believer in Jesus Christ and still live on the surface. But God says, I don't want you to just live on the surface. I want you to go deep with me. But I understand that you can't go deep with me unless you have a power to pull you down into the depths with me, to help you get down into the depths. And Galatians and Colossians continue about lack of joy or lack of love or lack of peace or patience. How about if I'm lacking in faithfulness or kindness or self-control? They say, that scriptures say, that's an evidence of being a surface liver. And I got to be honest, sometimes I'm a bobber. And sometimes it pulls me. God's trying to pull me deeper with him, and I stay on the surface, and there's evidence is this. The evidence is that I'm not filled with joy, or I'm not filled with self-control. About lying, and it goes on to say lying and greed and lust or sexual sin and slander and gossip and arrogance and anxiety and hopelessness. That's evidence of surface living, is what they said. That's surface living. That's allowing the sinful nature to lead us as believers in Jesus Christ, to lead us and to keep us on the surface. Being filled with the fullness of God, and I have this in bold letters on my notes here. Being filled with the fullness of God happens when we go into the deeper. Being filled with the fullness of God happens as we go deeper. It happens in the deep. And this morning, I just want to talk about going deeper just for a few more minutes. I want to talk about that power on the end of the hook, on the end of that bobber, to pull that bobber, which by nature won't go deep. But it will go deep when there's a power on the end of that bobber, pulling it down. And I want to talk about that power this morning. And because I see in Romans 7, it's on your sermon handout. And if you're a blank filler inner on the handout, every blank is deeper. I'm getting pretty easy because there's no PowerPoint. Deeper. Every line you write deeper. I wanted you to write deeper. I want you to write deeper. I can fill that in for you, and there would be no lines to fill in. And some of you would be okay with that. I'm not a line filler inner. But I know sometimes I just want to write with my own hand. Deeper, God. Deeper is where I want to go. And Paul is wrestling with that in his own life in Romans 7. The Apostle Paul. And he says this in Romans 7:24. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? And he just talked in Romans 7. I don't do the things I wish I did. And I end up doing the things I wish I did not do. Who will rescue me from this wretched body? I want to go deep with God. And I continue to be on the surface. I continue to float around on the surface. Who's going to rescue me from this body, Paul says. And verse 25 says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And really what that's saying is, thanks be to God because the answer is Jesus. So he comes to this conclusion. He comes to this powerful conclusion that I want to go, his hunger to go deeper with God. And your understanding that he's a bobber and he's not a sinker. He's by nature, he stays on the surface. And he needs his power. Who will rescue me from this, he said. Who will enable me to go deeper with God? And he comes to the conclusion that it's through Christ. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. What is being said there is I'm in great conflict, is what Paul's saying. I'm in great conflict. I want to go deeper with God, but there's something that's keeping me on the surface. And then there's this on the surface. And then I want to go deeper. And then I can't get unhooked from what's keeping me on the surface. And I want to go deeper with God. Whoa, I'm messed up, he said. I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm trying. And he's asking, must I continue to wrestle with this sinful nature? He's what he's saying. And the answer is yes. Then is there a power that can give me victory over that sinful nature? The answer is yes. Do I must continue to wrestle with that sinful nature? Yes, the answer is. Is there a power that can pull me deep when by nature I stay on the surface? Is there a power that can pull me deeper and fill me with the fullness of God? Because I want to be filled with the fullness of God. And that only happens in the deep. And the answer is yes, there is a power. Yes, there is a power. Must I remain a surface dweller? I think this is the argument that Paul's having with himself. Questions like this. Must I remain just a surface dweller? Is this just who I am? Is this just the way life is? Is this just the way it's going to be? That I can't go deep. I got this hunger to go deeper with God. And maybe that hunger only strikes you on a Sunday morning. And you leave on a Sunday morning desiring to go hungry with God, to go deep with God, because you're hungry to go deeper with God. But by Monday, all of a sudden, boom, I'm back on the surface because I've been disconnected from a power that's pulling me deeper. If I was inside right now, I would come down off the platform and I'd probably be walking. And I would just be asking us, just not anybody in particular, but just asking us, walking among us, do you want to go deeper with God? Do you understand what Paul's going through here? Do you understand what he's wrestling with this? I want to go deeper with God, but I don't seem to be able to. And I got this hunger for walking with God in the deeps, in the depths of God, but I can't get there. And I want more of God, but there's something that keeps pulling me back to the surface. I got to get connected to something that will take me deeper with God. And in the deep, I will be filled with the fullness of God. I understand what that means. I understand that battle. The question that I come to is, can I go deeper with God? So I come to the end of chapter 7 after marrying that in with Ephesians 3, and I said, God, can I be filled with the fullness of God? And if the fullness of God only happens in the deep with God, only deeper with God, can I go deep with God? Because I want to be filled with the fullness of God, and I don't think you fill people with the fullness of God on the surface. I need to go deep with you. But thanks be to God that Romans doesn't end in chapter 7. Chapter 8, and all of a sudden Paul comes out of the woodwork. All of a sudden, I think as he struggles through this and as he's working through this with God, all of a sudden God lets him know some truth that will pull him deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper with God. And Romans 8, 1 says, therefore there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Let's start there. He said, just so you know, there's no punishment waiting for you. You know, there's no guilty sentence that you're going to face someday. There is none of that. You have been freed from that. You have been released from that condemnation. You have been released from that punishment. You have been released from that guilty plea, that guilty sentence. But look what he says in verse 2, continuing in that same sentence. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. Because the Spirit of God is now attached to me. Because as I come into this relationship with Jesus, all of a sudden, now there's a power. Now there's a real power that can take me deeper with God. You're not guilty, he said. I want you to know that. But I also want you to know that you've been connected to a power that can take you deeper with God. Hang on, Paul. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. The Spirit has set us free. Hang on, new lifers. Hang on, people. Hang on, children of the Most High God. The Spirit will take you deeper. He is a power that can override your bobberness and pull you into the depths of God. And as he pulls you into the depths of God, you'll be filled with the fullness of God. Inch by inch, deep by deep, by deep by deep. The Spirit sets us free. Hang on, surface dwelling is not the only option. Hang on, there is power to pull this bobber deep into the depths of God. No wonder he tells the church of Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. I know going deeper with God can be unsettling even at times or challenging in our life. He said, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Because when you put out the Spirit's fire, the Spirit of life, all of a sudden you come back to the surface and you begin to live on the surface once again. And you're not designed to live on the surface. You're designed to go deeper with God. And we're going to continue in chapter 8. And listen, 14 times in the next 16 verses, the Spirit is mentioned. And there has been books and study aids, 80, 90, 100, 200, 300 pages written just on this chapter. I understand that this chapter is so full of truth. I understand that this chapter, we could be here for weeks and days just unpacking the truth that's in this chapter. But I just want to kind of go over and just say what the Spirit is doing. Just can we just uncap this? Maybe we'll go into the depths in the future here. But let me tell you, we can go deeper with God. I want you to go out of here. You can go deeper with God because God has set you free, because God has connected you to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power that can take this bobber and take it down into the deep and fill it with the fullness of God. So continuing in chapter 8, look what he says. For what the law was powerless to do, that it was weakened by the sinful nature. That means God did it because you couldn't. Because this bobber can't swim deep. I don't care how hard you try, he said. You can't swim deep. For the law was powerless because it depended upon me. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man to be the sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man. He didn't condemn man. He condemned sin in sinful man. He did something with the sin in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. Why can the Spirit pull me deep? Because the Spirit causes me to go deeper. Because He has set me free. The first thing is we need to know that you have been set free and you have been given the Spirit of life. And that Spirit of life will cause you to go deeper. And every sermon outline has me. I was going to use us and I was going to use you. And I said, wait a minute, it's me. It's me that's got to make that decision. It's me that's going deeper with God. So the Spirit will cause me to go deeper with God. I want to go deeper with God. I want to wrestle. Paul said, I'm wrestling with this nature that keeps me on the surface. But yet I want to go deeper with God because I want to be filled with the fullness of God. And thanks be to God that He gave me. He set me free and He gave me the Spirit of life. And that Spirit of life has set me free. And that Spirit of life will cause me to go deep with God. That is the force, New Lifers. That is the power on the end of the line that's going to pull us deep into the depths of God. So do not put out the Spirit's fire. No wonder he's telling the church of Thessalonica, don't put him out. And it can be unnerving at times. It can be very challenging at times. But I'm asking you right now, I'm asking you, don't put out the Spirit's fire. Because the Spirit of fire, the Spirit's fire causes you to live. And the Spirit of fire, the Spirit's fire sets you free. And the Spirit's fire causes you to go deep with God. Am I making sense this morning? Verse 5 says this, continuing in that Romans 8. And I know I need to just move through and just this highlighted portions of this outline, so to speak, of the Spirit of the 14 times that the Spirit is mentioned in this chapter 8 on 16 verses right after Paul is saying, man, I want to go deep with God. And man, I want to walk with God in the depths. And I can't do it. And then God inspires him to pen this. It says you can do it because you got the Spirit of life. You got the power. Those who live according to the sinful nature, reading from verse 5, those who live according to the sinful nature have set their minds on what is what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have set their minds on what the Spirit desires. Just a statement that I want to put out there this morning. The Spirit has a desire for me to go deeper. Not only does He enable me to go deeper, but His desire is that I would go deeper with God. He wants to take me deeper. And His desire is that you don't know what's ahead for you. I know. I'm God the Spirit. I am in complete relationship with God the Father. And God the Father wants you to go. I got a desire for you to go deep with God. We got enough bobbers. We need deep dwellers. Hooked to the power who has set them free. Hooked to the power that is life. Hooked to the power that will cause them to go deep. Hooked to the power that has a hunger for you to go deep. The Spirit of the living God has a hunger for you to go deep with God. Woo! Help me, God. Oh, what a wretched man I am. Who will free me from this death? Who will free me from this nature that keeps me on the surface? Thanks be to God, through Christ comes the answer. Because through Christ comes the Spirit of freedom. Through Christ comes the Spirit of life. Through Christ comes the Spirit who has a desire for me to go deeper with God. Listen to the Spirit. He wants you to go deeper with God. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. That's the power. That's the energy. That's God the Spirit who wants to pull us into the depths of God. Continuing in verses 6 and 8, 6 through 8. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit. I love this, the back and forth. If you want to study this chapter out, study the Spirit and the word but, B-U-T. Here you are, but. This is it, but. And this is but. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God, nor can it do so. The sinful nature, what keeps us on the surface, cannot take us deeper with God. That's what it's saying. Only the Spirit can take us deeper with God. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. And the statement there is that I just wrestled with this week, and I want us to wrestle with this day and this moment. The Spirit enables me to know the deeper. He's going to let me know the deeper. He's not going to pull me into something I don't know. He's going to teach me as we go. He's going to let me know. He's going to know. You're going to know the deeper. I'm just hauling you into the darkness. I'm just hauling you into a room where you don't know anybody or know anything. I'm not just hauling you somewhere. I'm taking you deeper. I got a desire for you to go deeper. I am the power that can get you off the surface and into the deep with God and filled with the fullness of God. And you will know the deeper. I will teach you new things. I will remind you of what you already know. And I will teach you new things. You're going to become acquainted with the deeper. I don't know about this deeper stuff. That's because we're not there yet. But he said, you will know. I will cause you to know. I will cause you to go deep. I have a desire for you to go deep. And I'll enables us, me, to know the deeper. Intimately know the deeper. How about it? That God wants to teach us about the deeper. But too often in my life, I want to know about the deeper before I get to the deeper. And the Spirit says, that's not the way we're going to run this show. I will tell you deeper. And as we go, I will teach you about the deeper. This is a hands-on experience. I will teach you as we go. You will see the layers of the deepness. You will be pulled past what you think you can be pulled past. You will be pulled past your limitations. You will be pulled past your what your sinful nature has done to you. You will pull past your past, and you will pull past your present, and you will pull past what the world is trying to keep you on the surface, and you'll be pulled past what your flesh can even think it can handle. And you'll be pulled past that, and as we go past that, you will see, and I will teach you what those deeper things are. It's easier to go deeper as a group. Because if we go, and I know it's an individual thing, but if all of us go deeper, then we're not thinking one of us is wacko. Because sometimes what God teaches us in the deep makes us strange, makes us different. But you'll know it. You'll know the deep. I got to continue this morning. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. I have that written over and over in my notes. After every statement, I have the statement, do not put out the Spirit's fire. Verse 9 says this, you, however, are not, you are not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. That means anyone who does belong to Christ has the Spirit of Christ. Don't wonder if you have the Spirit. If you have a relationship with Jesus, you've got the Spirit, is what he's saying. The Spirit wants to take you deeper. That statement after verse 9 is simply this. The Spirit overpowers the sinful nature and takes me deeper. The Spirit. And I know I've said this a couple times, but let me say it again. The sinful nature will keep us on the surface. Only the Spirit will take us deep. You have the Spirit if you have Jesus Christ as your Savior. That doesn't mean that we have listened and allowed Him to take us deeper into this fullness of God. The Spirit overpowers. And that's what Paul is saying. Is there anything that can set me free from this sinful nature that wrecks me? That keeps me on the surface? And the answer is yes, it is the Spirit of God. The Spirit overpowers the sinful nature and takes me deeper. Please do not put out the Spirit's fire. Another warning. Don't think you got it all figured out of where the Spirit's going to do in your life. Because you have no idea, and I have no idea where He's going to take us. Well, I don't want to do this, and I don't want that, and I don't want this to happen, I don't want that to happen. Well, then you can make a list and deal with the Spirit. The Spirit said, you got to trust me. I'm the Spirit of life. I've set you free. I got the desire for you to go deeper. I can cause you to go deeper. I want you to go deeper. I will tell you about the deeper as we go. Don't think you got it all figured out before you go. I can overpower the sinful nature and take me deeper. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Verses 10 and 11 says this, but if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who lives in you. Man, we could go for hours. We could go for hours on just that passage. Just those two verses. Just the power that's in that. The same power that conquered the grave lives in you, he says. And it's in the mortal body, which I love that. The Spirit takes me deeper now. It's in the here and the now. He's not waiting until you die to take you deeper into the fullness of God. He said He'll bring life to your mortal bodies. He'll defeat the sinful nature now. He will take you deeper now. He's not waiting. And nothing else has to happen other than you and I saying, yes, take me deeper. And maybe it just today, maybe we go out of here today knowing this and going out of this today and this week looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying to ourselves, do not put out the Spirit's fire today. Do not put Him out. Because body, my soul wants to go deeper with God. And you will not put out the Spirit's fire, and I'll let Him take me deeper into the depths of God and be filled with the fullness of God. The Spirit takes me deeper now. Not something you're just waiting for. But you can be filled with the fullness of God now. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Therefore, verse 12, therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. You will stay on the surface. You will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. The Spirit causes the deeper to give me victory in the here and the now. Sometimes we try and we try and we try and we try and we try. And what we need to do is let the Spirit take us deeper. And let Him give us victory over what's running amok in our lives. Because the Spirit, remember, has a desire to take you deeper. The Spirit will cause you to know about the deeper. That's why the Spirit of life has set you free. So that He could take you deeper. Not you could float around aimlessly in life. It's so that you can be taken deeper. The Spirit causes the deeper to give me victory. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Let me end with this next verse. I'm all right down to here. This is where I am on my notes. Bottom of the page is empty, so I'm almost there. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship, daughtership, childship, if you will. And by Him, by the Spirit, which is another not mentioned, but it's referred to as a Him. The Spirit is a Him. It's not just a force from God. It's God the Spirit. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. That we are God's children. You see what the Spirit wants to do? He wants to affirm in you that you are a son or are a daughter of the Most High God. He said, I want you to know that God loves you. I want you to know that He adopted you. I want you to really know it. And by that, He called you Abba, Father, or as we've heard many times before, it's almost a dad or daddy. Abba is there. Dearest Father, Father. It's the Aramaic and the Greek being mixed together to become very, very relational with this Father. Not just a father who pays child support, but a dad. And the Spirit says, I want you to take into the depths so you know that you got a dad. And not just a heavenly Father. But you got an Abba, Father. The Spirit causes me to know that the deeper is personal. And don't worry, I'm going to unpack that more as the weeks come alive. As God would direct me, because I want to know that the Spirit takes me down into the personal relationship with the Father. And I know we talk about a personal relationship with Jesus, but half the time I think I only got the Word down. I don't think I got the Spirit of the law down, the Spirit of what's trying to be communicated to me, that I got a personal relationship with the Abba Father. And that Spirit will testify that you are a son or a daughter of the Most High God. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. The Spirit will take you into the depths, because He set you free so you could go into the deep. He set you free because He's the Spirit of life. He can take you. He can cause you to go deep. He's got a desire for you to go deep. He will give you knowledge of the deep as you go. He will take you deep now, not waiting for the next life or something. He'll take you deep now. He will give you victory now. And He will take you into the depths where you can realize that you got a personal relationship with the Father. Abba, Father. A six-year-old knows when something's on the end of his hook, when there's a bobber out there. When that bobber goes deep, I know that we will know as He takes us deeper. I know that your families will know. I know that your children will know. I know that people will know when they see these bobbers being pulled into the depths of God and filled with the fullness of God. New life. I haven't said this in a while, but man, I love you guys. And I've come to realize it's only a fraction of how much God loves us. I'm about ready to say, gentlemen, start your engines. Let the Spirit draw you deep this week. Just do this. Go to the mirror and just say, I will not put out the Spirit's fire. You don't have to say it out loud. Just say it to yourself. Just make a covenant with yourself that you will not put out the Spirit's fire. You will let Him take you deeper. Father God, we thank You for this day. God, I thank You that this is a great day. God, I just love this day. And Father, we have gathered here for a few moments this morning. And as always, I want to pray for the cars that have driven by. And Father, that You would continue to work in their lives. And maybe before we are done, if we're ever done with drive-in services, that they will join us. And Father, I also want to pray for us that we will go to You this week and say, I will not put out the Spirit's fire. Spirit of the living God, take me deeper, deeper, deeper still. So that I can be filled with the fullness of God. I will have knowledge of the deep. Father, I thank You so much. I thank You for every individual that was here today. And we are going to leave here in a moment. All the cars are going to start, hopefully. And we're going to pull out of here. May we not be the same as we pulled in. May we be richer today because we have spent time with You. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day, New Lifers.